It may
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater opens their 51st season, 50 and still going strong. With Honky Tonk Angels, they continue with Escanaba and the Moonlight, Steel Magnolias, The Curse of the Doom Mine, Sherlock Holmes, and The Man Who Came to Dinner. Our guest is Jake Miller, who, among other things, is directing the opening show, Honky Tonk Angels. Jake, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
Last year you directed Lend Me a Tenor, and you're back again.
Oh, absolutely. I have sort of a love affair with this place out here. I moved to Chicago right after Lend Me a Tenor, right after that season was over, and I spent most of my time up there and really couldn't wait to get back this year. I knew since the end of last season that I was going to be back doing these shows this year. I've been coming here now for, I guess, 5 years. There was one season I missed, but it's my favorite place to do this work that we do. The audiences are so receptive and kind and generous, and the work that we get done here is just amazing. So I'm a little bit addicted to Bloomfield and the Shawnee.
This year you're directing. Are you doing some other responsibilities this year?
Yeah, I'm actually serving as associate producing artistic director, and so under that title, I'm assisting Matt Graber, who's the producing artistic director, and this is his last season, and so I'm helping him just with some of those responsibilities of the turnover and things like that. And then, other than that, directing Honky Tonk Angels and The Man Who Came to Dinner at the end of the season. I'm also going to be appearing on stage in Escanaba in the Moonlight and The Curse of the Doom Mine.
Sounds like a full plate.
It is indeed, yeah. It is pretty full, but that's the way it is. It's 10 weeks of a full plate for everybody, so that's the way we work.
It may not kill me, but it's sure gonna hurt.
The Shawnee Theater gets together in the spring, and then people work very hard on the various productions. I've known that some actors actually got a few blisters in parts of their body they hadn't expected to, swinging hammers and using radial arm saws.
Absolutely, many times over. Actors around here do a lot more than just act. They have to work in the shop and work in the costume shop, and pins and needles and screws and nails and the dangers are all there. And we all have our share of battle wounds by the end of the season, but it's part of the joy.
We're talking with Jake Miller about the upcoming Shawnee Theater season. The theater there has been working for 50 years, and you've been part of 5 of those years. Tell us a little bit about your own particular theater bug. What got you started?
I grew up in Petersburg, Indiana, and I remember when I was a very, very young kid, like 6 or 7 years old, I had always talked about how I wanted to be in plays when I was in high school. And then once I got to high school, I didn't realize they actually did a play. I thought they only did musicals, and I didn't really want to sing. And come to find out, they did do some straight plays, and I got up the nerve to actually audition and was handed one of the larger roles in the first show I was ever in when I was a sophomore in high school, and have spent every spare minute I have pursuing shows ever since, and going to college for it, and then touring for a year and things like that. And so it's all been just a sort of a whirlwind. It's where I feel at home, and I try to find that as much as I can.
You have to tell us what that first show was.
It was called All I Really Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. It's based on the book, and it's a series of vignettes. I played a pig who was in a production of Cinderella. The story went that he just kept stealing the attention from Cinderella by being this sort of overzealous actor pig in the background. I think parts of that pig have probably remained with the way I perform ever since.
It may not kill me, but it's sure gonna hurt.
We've been talking with Jake Miller. He's at the Shawnee Theater this summer, doing both executive tours and also directing Honky Tonk Angels and The Man Who Came to Dinner. You'll also have a chance to see him on stage in Escanaba in the Moonlight and in The Curse of the Doom Mind, or Who Got the Shaft, an original by Matt Graber with Adam Pokros. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.